This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Farhad Zabetian, CEO and co-founder at Kudo, a New York-based startup with global operations. We are a language as a service platform providing live language translation during video conferencing with a network of 9,000 trained interpreters working in 80 plus languages out of more than 70 countries. I've been passionate about language and technology for the last 20 years, really focusing on enterprise and B2B. Kudo is my third business. Prior to Kudo, I have founded and led two other businesses, Media Vision and Conference Rental, both focusing on solving the same problem, the language barrier for businesses, when they have meetings in person. To name a few projects where I have been personally involved, one is renovation of the United Nations headquarters in New York, providing conferencing and language interpretation for all the conference rooms, including the Security Council and General Assembly Hall, the G20 meetings, the World Bank and IMF, just to name a few. Then in 2016, we witnessed a shift in transitioning to online and decentralized meetings where there was a need for language support. This is where multinational businesses, intergovernment organizations, and associations with global membership needed to meet, educate, communicate, and decide with full participation with their teams and partners and members. I founded Kudo on January 2017. Then we spent about 2 years to develop the platform and go live end of 2018.
Farhad, how are you involved with user adoption?
I've been involved in user adoption from early on in my career. However, my experience has been very specific and very much in practical form. My practical experience is around user adoption within the space of large enterprises, multinational and global organizations. In particular, I'm fascinated by the topic of user adoption when you're offering a product or a solution with touch points of multiple user groups within one organization. This is where things get more complex and more exciting, where the adoption challenges vary even within one client, because there are multiple user groups with various perspectives, expectations, and challenges. Let's dive into this. When we launched Kudo, a new multilingual web conferencing platform, I knew from early on there were going to be three various user groups. The participants who are attending a multilingual video call, the interpreters who are interpreting and bridging the language gap, the technical staff who are scheduling and supporting the multilingual video calls. Three groups of users. Our product value is not the same for each user group. It's all about understanding their use case, the features and benefits, and really pain points we're trying to solve for each user group. From early stages in product design to all the way releasing new features and modification, the key is to be fully engaged with each user group. A successful user adoption requires supporting the client and helping them in planning a very thorough change management system in place. When designing a new product and new solution, we need to assume all users are going to be terrified when going through the change. Some less terrified than others, but everybody is somehow terrified. So there is no secret recipe to this other than a very thorough onboarding, building strong onboarding team with very customer-driven client success team is the way to go. The client success team is not only onboard the client, but help to create action plan, considering various user groups, timeline, and focusing on real values. As I briefly mentioned earlier, since my experience has been mainly on larger size enterprises, intergovernment agencies, and multinational organizations, I've experienced slower user adoptions. This is mainly due to the involvement of many stakeholders in adopting a new technology. Also, in few cases, protocols are as important as convenience, if not more. When you add this on top of a solution that touches multi-level user groups, it makes the entire case even more interesting to study the user behaviors while meeting everybody's expectation.
Fardad, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
There are a few. Let me share one which represented our biggest challenge and success at the same time. So January 1st, we had already our product in the market live for 1 year. We have received feedback from our early adopters and already made some adjustment to our product, our go-to-market strategy, and our pricing. We were right on track to bring 3-4 new logos per month. We had the right infrastructure and the resources in place to onboard new clients, make modifications, add new features, and improve. Then COVID-19 happened. It accelerated our user adoption and our plans by 18 months. We went from 2-3 new logos per month to 2-3 new logos per day. Neither we had the necessary plans in place, nor our client had the change management process in place. We did what we could to keep the lights open for us and for our clients. There were very few steps that we missed at the beginning, but then the expectations were aligned. A 4-week onboarding process turned out to be squeezing into 1 day. We went from 20,000 minutes usage on our platform to 30 million usage in less than 3 weeks. So accelerated user adoptions represents really both challenges and opportunities. The challenge there is not really having the chance to go through the typical user adoption journey with all the potential frictions and objections that you might experience launching a new product. Hence, it's really important to take the time to go back and discover those challenges and try to add those long-term values for the users.
Fardad, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I would say get engaged with the users in very early on. When I say early on, I mean when you're still designing a new product. You're at the drawing board. That's when you need to discover how important the problem is that you're trying to solve for those users, decision makers, and anybody who would touch the product during the product lifecycle. Schedule these meetings one-on-one, informal, and also observe how the users using a similar solution or an existing solution, the one that you're planning to replace. Ask those real questions, why they use it, what they love about it, and what are the things that they like to see improving or to be changed. But this process shouldn't stop here. These one-on-one meetings need to continue. At Kudo, we have a cadence of a monthly meeting with our key clients. We meet with all the user groups. We try to outline the features and benefits for each user groups. Try to be fair when further developing a product. For example, when we have bi-weekly sprint releases, in every release, we list new features under the three categories: participants, technical team, and the interpreters. We also do our best to release equal number of features per user group. So our users see that we at Core believe in holistic approach for a successful user adoption.
Fardad, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, it's quite easy to find me online. Do my Persian name. I share some use cases and updates on my LinkedIn and sometimes Twitter. So you can find me on LinkedIn, Fardad Z, F-A-R-D-A-D-Z, And on Twitter, F. Zabetian, which is F-Z-A-B-E-T-I-A-N. So Kudo is offering complimentary first multilingual meetings for businesses using the code ADOPT on kudoway.com/contact.
kudoway.com/contact. Well, thanks, Vardad.
Thank you for having me.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.